This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. The leading United Nations nuclear inspector says it is not clear if Iran is revealing everything about its nuclear program. Mohammad El-Baradei is the official whose agency found no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq before the war. But after numerous inspections in Iran, El-Baradei said today that Tehran's cooperation has been less than satisfactory. His statement comes as El-Baradei's International Atomic Energy Agency considers an appeal from Western nations to get tougher on Iran. Here's NPR's Mike Schuster.
Last year, Great Britain, France, and Germany struck a deal with Iran. If Iran stopped enriching uranium and opened up its nuclear facilities to inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency, then Europe would continue to engage in trade with Iran, and the Europeans would hold off a skeptical and hostile United States from taking any more drastic action. Iran said yes to that deal. There have been many more inspections, and the IAEA has confirmed that uranium enrichment was stopped at several facilities. Yet the IAEA keeps uncovering more activities, leading to more questions. Now those three nations, Great Britain, France, and Germany, have put before the IAEA a resolution that deplores Iran's failure to cooperate in a complete, timely, and proactive way. R.K. Ramazani, professor emeritus of politics at the University of Virginia, says the Europeans are losing patience with Iran.
These European countries, with whom Iran had an understanding earlier about suspending enrichment of uranium, are irritated by Iran's behavior. That is, they probably won't say it in public, but in private perhaps they share the suspicion of Iran's concealment.
Those suspicions only deepened with the surfacing of the most recent report from the IAEA. According to that report, Iran has still not answered all the outstanding questions about how technology in its possession was contaminated with traces of highly enriched uranium, the key explosive ingredient in a nuclear weapon. And just last week, a senior IAEA official reported that Iran was seeking to buy tens of thousands of magnets associated with an advanced gas centrifuge technology to enrich uranium. The size of the possible purchase was massive, according to an IAEA official, on a scale not yet seen. Iranian officials have denied all these charges. They insist Iran's nuclear program is entirely peaceful, designed to produce nuclear energy. On Friday, Iran's former president, Ali Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani, who still holds a senior post in Iran's Islamic government, told an audience at Tehran University that the United States and Europe will regret their pressure on Iran to relinquish nuclear technology. Iran will not let go of this right, Rafsanjani said. No official would dare to deprive its people of this very crucial technology because of political considerations. The Islamic Republic has not allowed itself to be blackmailed even over small issues, and it will most definitely not be blackmailed in this case either, Rafsanjani said. The United States has been convinced for more than a year that Iran is secretly pursuing nuclear weapons, and in past IAEA board meetings, it has threatened to push the issue to the UN Security Council, where Tehran could face international economic sanctions. But Gary Sick, an expert on Iran at Columbia University, believes the current diplomatic process will continue, despite confrontational rhetoric from the U.S. and Iran.
It's hard for me to believe that Iran will suddenly just decide to withdraw from the Non-Proliferation Treaty and go its own way. It's also going to be very hard for Iran to suddenly decide, okay, forget about all of this, we're going to go ahead with uranium enrichment, and the world community be damned.
Iran appears to be trapped by the process of IAEA inspections, and so more details about Iran's nuclear activities are likely to emerge in the coming months. Mike Schuster, NPR News.